This is the recording to go with the Pilates for Men class plan. And really, this is a class plan that can apply to anybody who's a little bit restricted in mobility and flexibility. And that's not just men. I don't mean to sound sexist when I say this, or, you know, very general, but the sort of things that we see in men is definitely less flexibility than women. Often a restriction down through the back of the leg because of tight hamstrings and so on. And I also think that your cueing needs to change slightly in order to just be a little bit more connective for the male population. So for this class, you need a band, and we're going to start off holding the band in a kneeling up position. And then we're going to take one foot forwards so that you come into that kneeling lunge position. Just make sure that the hips are square and the shoulders are square. So I might talk about a line running across the front of the hips and a line running across the front of the shoulders. And you make sure that that line is facing forwards and is level, and that you're trying to reach, make that line longer across the front of the chest and across the front of the hips. We're then going to hold onto the band. And as we breathe in, we're going to take the band up. And as we breathe out, we're going to lower. And then just slowly, gradually, with each repetition, try and take the band a little bit further back. So if there's good shoulder mobility, you may get the band all the way up and overhead and down the back, or it may just stay to the range of movement that the client has. The whole time, keep thinking about the alignment of the body. So try not to make sure that the head drops forwards or the chest lifts and opens back. You want to, as I say, to keep that box that we've created across the shoulders, down and across the hips, square on. Watch that the back foot doesn't creep in, that you keep the alignment through the hip, knee to ankle on each leg. So we're going to do several repetitions of that, then hold the band up overhead and we just go into a twist. Now, if the band overhead, it feels a little bit restricted for the shoulders. You can, you know, take it to a range that they feel comfortable. But have a sense that you're pulling out slightly on the band, and that will encourage the shoulder stabilizers to really engage, and the arms then feel that little bit lighter. So we're twisting from side to side. Bring yourself back to center and then take it into a side bend side to side. Obviously still trying to keep equal weight through both sides of the lower limbs. And then holding the band out in front, or lowering if the shoulders have got a little bit fatigued, you're then going to press down with the back shin in order to find a PNF stretch out through the front of the hip. Hold that for about 10 seconds and then release. And then just see if you can create a little bit more stretch and openness out through that side of the hip. Then change sides. So then obviously repeat the whole sequence of the chest expansion, the side twist and the side bend, and the PNF stretching on the other leg. Then dropping the band down, bring yourself to where both knees are now back and you're kneeling up. And we're just going to roll down through the spine into an on all fours position. Okay. And then try and roll back up. And as you do this, try and restrict the amount that the hips travel backwards. So you're trying to work on keeping the pelvis over the top of the knees. Now, this is really, really difficult to do. So do allow some movement, but the aim is to try and sort of almost roll forwards rather than allow the body to roll back as you roll forwards. And especially as you roll back up, you're engaging deeply into the back of the hip, into the hip extensors. After you've done that about five times, bring yourself down into a push-up position. And it's up to you the level of push-up you do. I'd always say to try and brush the elbows to the waist so that you keep that really nice Pilates focus on there. So keep a narrow push-up, elbows brushing the sides of the waist. And I would do maybe five push-ups before rolling back up into that kneeling up position, and then maybe repeat that three times. From this position here, take it into leg pull front. So we're very much going into an area of strength that generally these type of clients will enjoy being in. Because they're fairly restricted in mobility, often strength is really good. So, you know, giving them something that they can excel at and do well is always good before we move maybe into areas that feel a little bit trickier. So go into leg pull front, and you can do whichever version you wish of this, lifting one leg up or pushing back into a calf stretch. From there, take them over onto their back, and we're going to go into single leg straight stretch prep. So we're going to take hold of the band again, put it around one foot, lying onto the back, and the leg that's not in the band, you're going to put straight along the floor. Strongly flex out through the foot, and then lift the other leg straight up towards the ceiling, almost into a hamstring stretch position. Make sure the band's held quite tightly. Okay, now you can curl the upper body up into flexion if you wish. And then as we breathe out, we're going to lower the leg down. Now really encourage them to press away with the heel, so the foot's flexed, and really try and stretch down into the band. And then breathing in, the leg's going to come back towards you for that hamstring stretch. So we're going to engage into the back of the leg as we lower, and then stretch into the back of the leg as we lift the leg back up. So we've got a really nice dynamic movement to try and engage into the back of the leg in order to encourage more flexibility. So maybe do 8 each side, and then bring them back down and get rid of the band, ready for a shoulder bridge hinge. So bringing the heels in line underneath the knees, and we're focusing on the spine staying straight. So we're not allowing the spine to articulate. We're looking at it staying in its natural curves and just taking this simply into a hip extension movement. So breathing out as we press up, breathing in as we lower. And what you could do is take the band and take it across the front of the hips, holding it tightly on either side of the hands. So they have to press the hips up against the resistance of the band, and that will encourage the hip extensors to fire even more. Just watch out that the knees aren't flaring out and that the spine stays in that long line. So really, you're looking at, as you exhale, we lift up, but as we inhale to lower, we want almost the tailbone to touch down first. Okay, in line with the rib cage. Don't let the low back come down first. From here, we take it into the 100. So what we're gonna do is float both knees up, drawing them in towards the chest, take hold of behind the knees, and then as you breathe out, flex the spine up. Now, I'm not gonna think about straightening the legs. I don't mind the legs staying bent, and we start beating the arms, breathing in for 5, breathing out for 5. Now you can start extending the legs slightly, but really encourage them to focus on where they feel the work change. And if it comes out of the center and into the front of the thigh, or they feel their back arching, you know they've straightened their legs too much. So really focus on only taking the legs to the position where they can keep all the work coming out of the powerhouse. Talk about how their box again is staying really still as the arms are beating. So that box across the front of the hips and across the shoulder. Once we finish the 100, bring them down, and we're going to go into a side bend, but a diagonal line side bend. So coming onto your side, you can have the knees bent, okay, slightly, because we don't need to have the legs straight. We can have that just slight knee bend. Again, where they're feeling that they're not straining to get the legs straight, there's absolutely no point in taking the legs to a straight position if it becomes a strain and a stressed position for the rest of the body. So the hand underneath the shoulder, knees slightly bent, and then as we breathe out, we're going to take the arm overhead, but only lifting to a straight long line, and then lowering back down. Really focus on pushing into the supporting hand to create that lift up. But again, it's a little bit like your shoulder bridge. It's more of a hinge up than that, looking for that arc shape that we get in the full side bend position. So it's just a breathing up into a long line and breathing out lower. Strong, strong shape. Obviously do that both sides, and then bring yourself into a roll up position. Now I want the knees bent, seated up, holding behind the thighs. As you breathe out, you're going to flex back into your C curve. So taking it, looking at the client where they've got an equality of C curve. So just watch out that it's not all in the thoracic spine. You want to make sure that the C curve looks even in the low back. So even if they don't go so far back, look for an even C curve. And then Hold that position there. And then what you're going to do is you're going to ask them, without changing their C curve, to pull on the arms and try and extend the spine. Okay, so you're trying to extend the spine, but not really let anything change. So we're coming to like a PNF stretch in for the low back in this roll up position. So we hold for about 10 seconds and then release and see if they can deepen the C curve in the lumbar area. And then repeat that two more times. Almost try and draw on the arms to extend the spine, but without really changing the shape. And then allow them to sit back and just see if then when you then go into the roll up, that PNF stretch preparation for the roll up has helped open up their low back. From there, turn over onto your front and we're going to come into swimming. So we're going to have the forehead resting on the hands to begin with and the legs extended out behind. And what I want you to think about is almost drawing the elbows apart in this position to find that engagement across the shoulders. And then we're slowly, sorry, my dog's bouncing a ball. And then we're slowly going to lengthen one leg away out of the hip and lower it down and then onto the other side. And focus on lifting the thigh bone. Rather than thinking about stretching out with the foot, think about just trying to hover the thigh bone up and let it lower back down and then onto the other side. Then we're going to come into the upper body part. And what I want you to do is bring the arms into an E position, a capital E position. And from there, we're going to, instead of thinking about having the arm long, you're just going to think about the shoulder blade. Okay, the shoulder blade to the elbow lines. And you're just going to try and lift upwards with the shoulder blade to the elbow and lower it back down. And then the other side, the shoulder blade to the elbow, we lift. The head can lift slightly with this. And then if you want, you can alternate and add opposite arm to opposite leg into that. We then go into rolling back just to ease off after that position. And again, you may need to adjust this depending on the flexibility of the spine, but really focus on creating that lumbar flexion that hopefully we found in the roll up. From here, take them into the leg pull. So bringing them onto the hands, facing forwards, knees bent. So again, don't go for the straight leg, go for the slight bend in the knee, and it's a hip hinge again. So as you breathe out, you press the hips up, and as you breathe in, you lower back down. So from there, we're going to finish with spine stretch using the band. We're going to take the band and place it around the feet and hold the band quite tight because we're going to use it to help us really kick into the spinal extensors to finish. So again, you can have the knees bent. We don't need the knees completely straight. Have them on a bend, but hold the band quite tightly. And then as you breathe out, you're going to allow the band to let you flex forwards. And then as you breathe in and rebuild the spine, really focus on the back doing the work to lift the spine back up. And again, breathing out, we're going to lower forwards, allow the band to take the spine there, and then almost have the back resisting the band to lift back up. Make sure as you do this, you really encourage the breath to come into it. So have them really focus to breathing out to lower back down and breathing in to lift back up and lengthen back up. And obviously you can repeat that about 6 times. And then if you needed to do any extra stretching, you could, or add in any moves that you think would help. But I hope that plan has just given you a little bit of an idea of the cueing and the positioning we might want to take these clients to.